Susan Sarandon, the activist, arrived on center stage before the actress. The former Susan Tomalin was studying drama at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. at the start of a turbulent era.
You know, I just came of age at a time when if you had any brain at all in the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s, you know, we stopped a war. You had sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but you also were in the street, and it made a difference. And there's no one else in my family that has this problem. I'm the only one.
Sarandon is the eldest of 9 children. They slept in bunk beds in a crowded but happy house in Edison, New Jersey. Her father was a big band singer before becoming an advertising executive and was often belting out tunes. She was barred from singing due to a voice that her father deemed terrible. Yet in 1975, in one of her first big roles, Sarandon acted and sang as Janet, a good girl gone bad, in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
Sarandon kept honing her craft, becoming an art house favorite. Louis Malle's Atlantic City in 1980 earned her an Academy Award nomination. At this point, her marriage to her college sweetheart, Chris Sarandon, had ended, yet she kept his surname. In the mid-1980s, she had a daughter with an Italian director and was living in Rome. A script captivated her, and she decided to fly to the U.S. at her own expense to fight for the role. Associate Professor Paul Zinder of the American University of Rome says this movie catapulted her into the major leagues.
If you're to look at Sarandon's kind of coming out party, it was Bull Durham in 1988.
Sarandon plays an English teacher and baseball devotee who selects a minor league player each year to seduce and teach about poetry, baseball, and life.
What's that?
That's my leg.
I know what it is.
I just thought maybe we could work on some fundamentals since we're not going to make love and kind of improve your hand-eye coordination.
My hand-eye
coordination? Mm-hmm. Unsnap my stocking.
What was unique about Sarandon's role in that film is that she is, first of all, non-conventional looking for a Hollywood, sex goddess, so to speak. However, her confidence was quite clear to everyone who watched the film, and really her comedic gifts as well related directly to her sexual confidence.
Hollywood directors noticed, putting her among the A-list actresses. Sarandon also realized her fame could serve another function.
After I became a celebrity, it just seemed to make so much sense to be able to use my celebrity to get press to go somewhere where they weren't going, to cover the early days of AIDS, for instance, or sex trafficking.
Sarandon is a passionate advocate for human rights, social justice, and programs dedicated to ending poverty and hunger. A staunch liberal who opposes the death penalty, she saw her art and activism meet in the 1995 film Dead Man Walking. She won an Academy Award for her portrayal of a nun who counsels a death row inmate. This fall, she accepted a new challenge from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Director General Jacques Diouf invited her to help feed the world's 1 billion hungry people.
It is with profound emotion and pride that I nominate Mrs. Sarandon, FAO Goodwill Ambassador.
Sarandon addressed the gathered diplomats and aid workers from every corner of the globe. Her knowledge of the issues rivals the experts, yet she also brings humanity to her mission.
As a mother, I can't imagine anything more upsetting, demoralizing, frustrating than not being able to feed your child. And so I'm accepting this award as a call to action.
The head of the U.S. mission to the U.N. agencies in Rome, Ambassador Ertharin Cousin, is thrilled to have Sarandon on board, knowing she'll help put hunger in the headlines.
The biggest challenge we have today is not the work that we're doing, but maintaining the public will to continue that work. So having someone with her fame who is willing to lend that fame, not just for her own benefit, but for those hungry people around the world, we are delighted and very excited about this opportunity. But what was so exciting for me was that underneath all of those characters that I've so enjoyed watching in the movies is a real person who cares.
Sarandon shows no signs of slowing down with her art or activism. She still gets acting work, probably due to her willingness to embrace her age and return to her roots in independent films and television. It's the 1960s rebel in her, always seeking meaning in her life and work. For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome.